This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الإله الرب الرحمن الرحيم الحي القيوم الخالق الخلاق البارئ المصور المالك المليك الرزاق الأحد الواحد الصمد الهادي الوهاب الفتاح.
The Fiqh of Allah's Perfect Names, Chapter 1, Lesson 2, Allah Al-Ilah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This is the second part of this first chapter, which deals with the two names Allah and Al-Ilah, and we're going into the details. So we're continuing on from where we left off. If you haven't heard the first one, please do listen to it before this one. And inshallah ta'ala, we're continuing on from the second paragraph on the second page, in which the Shaykh, he says, Hafidhullah ta'ala. Also among the unique qualities of this name is that it is the name which accompanies the majority of the words of remembrance, the adhkar, which are reported from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah. We don't say La ilaha illa ar-Rahman. There is no God worthy of worship except ar-Rahman. We say there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. We don't say, for example, As-salamu Akbar. As-salam is the greatest. We say Allah is the greatest. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. Subhanallah. Exalted is Allah in His perfection. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no change nor any power except through seeking Allah's help. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me, and what an excellent one to rely upon He is. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed to Allah we belong, and indeed to Him we will return. Bismillah, in the name of Allah and others. All are from the words of remembrance which are accompanied by this name and cannot be separated from it. You can't say Bismillah, Bismir Rahman. Or you can't say Hasbi al-Quddus wa ni'mal wakil. All of these adhkar and these remembrances and words of remembrance, you have to use the word Allah with them. When a Muslim says Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, he mentions the name Allah. When he says Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, he mentions this name. And when he says La ilaha illallah, there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, he mentions this name. The same applies for the majority of the words of remembrance. Among the unique qualities of this name is that it's the name which occurs the most frequently in the Noble Qur'an. This name appears in the Qur'an more than 2,200 times, and there is no other name for which this occurred. Allah, Majestic and Exalted, began 33 ayat of the Qur'an with this name. The great scholar Ibn al-Qayyim, after having mentioned 10 unique linguistic qualities, linguistic in the Arabic language, of this name, he said, as for the unique qualities relating to the meaning of this name, the most knowledgeable of Allah's creation about Him, may Allah exalt His mention and grant Him peace, said about them, La uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. I cannot enumerate the praise of you, you are as you praised yourself. How can the unique qualities be counted of the name which is referring to the one who has every kind of perfection without exception? And every kind of glorification, every kind of praise, every kind of commendation, every splendor, every honor, every nobility, every might, every beauty, every kind of good, perfection, magnanimity, virtue, grace, all of it belongs to Him and comes from Him. This name is never mentioned over something scant except that it makes it bountiful. Nor is it mentioned in a state of fear except that it removes it. Nor is it mentioned at a time of distress except that it relieves it. Nor is it mentioned at a time of anxiety and sadness except that it alleviates it. Nor in a time of shortage except that it brings abundance. Nor does any weak person attach themselves to it except that it gives them strength. Nor does any lowly person except that it brings them might. Nor any poor person, except that it makes them rich. Nor any lonely person, except that it will keep him company. Nor anyone who has been defeated, except that it will support him and give him victory. Nor anyone in desperation, except that it will alleviate his desperation. Nor anyone displaced, except that it will provide him refuge. It is the name by which distress is removed, and by which blessings are summoned and supplications are answered. It is said tens and tens of times, and it is the name through which bad things are sought to be repelled and good things are sought to come about. What a beautiful statement from Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. It is worthy of being written in gold. It's a statement that even when I translated it, it took my breath away just translating it, subhanAllah. It's such a profound statement, especially when he says this name is never mentioned over something scant except it becomes bountiful. It's never mentioned in a state of fear except it removes it. No distress except it relieves it. Anxiety and sadness, it alleviates it. If there's a time of shortage, it brings abundance. If there's weakness, it brings strength. If anyone is lowly and, you know, in a low status, a low position, it brings them might and honor. Any poor person, it makes them rich. Look at the virtues of this name, if we only knew. And yet how many Muslims mention this name day upon day upon day, and it just, their heart is not in it. So I suggest that you try to sort of make a note of this beautiful statement of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala and really try and think about it, inshallah. The Shaykh Hafidhullah continued, as for the meaning of this name, its linguistic origin is Al-Ilah, which means the one who is worshipped. Now here the Shaykh is starting to get into the second name, which is the name Al-Ilah, but at the moment he's still going to go back to the name Allah, but he starts to, you know, to go into this name, Al-Ilah. And he said, Al-Ilah is one of Allah's perfect and beautiful names, and a name which is itself found in the noble Quran. Allah the Exalted said, the translation of which is, and your object of worship is one God. There is no God worthy of worship except Him, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And that's in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 163. And Allah the Exalted also said, the translation of which is, and they were not commanded anything except that they worship one God. There is no God, I know Ilah, worthy of worship but Him, exalted is He in perfection above what they associate in partners with Him. Surah Al-Tawbah, ayah number 31. And He also said, exalted is He, say, that it has only been revealed to me that your object of worship is one God. So will you not submit to Him as Muslims? And that's in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah number 108. So I think that here is a good place for us also to pause and to conclude this second lesson within chapter 1, the chapter which relates to Allah and Al-Ilah. And inshallah ta'ala, we will continue onwards with the final part, inshaAllah ta'ala, of the first chapter, and that will be coming up very shortly, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. Wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.